thing I love about the trio is everyone has an equal responsibility for what happens. Everyone has a set of defined roles in any band, and as the band gets larger, those roles get smaller and more specialized. And as you get down to four people and then to three people, it still seems like a complete band. But everyone's roles are large enough where they can perform a lot of different functions, but also invade other people's roles at times. And it feels very, the most fun and interactive way to play.
Pianist Brian Nichols, and I guess the more you play together, the more fun it is. And in fact, the trios led by you and James Buckley have overlapping personnel. The two of you played together a really long time ago, and that was interrupted by circumstances, but you're both back in the Twin Cities, so you've been getting back together.
When we came back, we restarted this band, and James had come up with some songs, and so we sort of let him take the lead writing songs.
That group cut a CD in 2009, and we've picked out Beacon. Tell us about it.
Beacon is one of my favorite of James' songs. You could describe it as a rock song, but it's a rock song played instrumentally by three ostensible jazz musicians, although we all kind of operate in different worlds. And it's a nice melody, and it goes some really interesting places, and I really like this performance and how we framed it.
We're speaking with Brian Nichols, who has a Brian Nichols trio, but he also plays with the James Buckley trio, and frequently with JT and Chris Bates. Now, there's a tune that you play. It's written by Chris Bates, who is a bass player. Is a tune written by a bass player going to be different than a tune that would be written by someone like you who plays the piano?
I think so, or I think it can be. Everyone has different strengths and ideas that come out on their instrument. And certainly, like, a lot of bass players or other instrumentalists sometimes write on the piano and can get different ideas, or maybe write on the guitar and can get different ideas from that. But I think any instrument could open up certain ideas and help you get certain ideas out.
Why do you think Chris called this tune just 8, A-T-E?
Chris is a master punter. And so there's an 8-bar framework that happens a couple of times. And so when he was naming the tune, that came up, but as A-T-E, 8. Thank you.
We're speaking with Brian Nichols, and we're going to play something here by the trio you have with Chris and JT Bates, but it's something that you wrote, and it's called Building.
It starts with a chorale that's just piano and then adds this vamp section with the bassists and drums that I get to play over, and we get to interact with the three of us. With a lot of my songs, I like the idea that it starts in some place and goes someplace else. It kind of tells a story as we go.
And the title Building makes perfect sense because early in the tune, there's this solo piano section. And later, the piece evolves into this. Frequently, when you turn on the radio, you hear this wall of sound. But wall of sound is not what a trio is about. You also hear the spaces between the notes. It almost seems like there's a lot of air in the recording.
Absolutely. I think all of us and most of my favorite musicians, it's even though they might be virtuosic, it's about creating spaces of contrast and creating spaces where you can breathe and you can let the music breathe and you can let the listener, if not relax, at least anticipate what's going to happen. And so the nice thing about not having 20 musicians or even 7 musicians up there and just having 3 people is space in any one of us is significant and allows someone else to either occupy that space or to choose to not occupy that space.
Pianist Brian Nichols of both the Brian Nichols and James Buckley trios, bassist Chris Bates and drummer JT Bates figure prominently. For information, it's Brian Nichols, Brian with a Y, Nichols.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.